tooly-doolies there, that person wins, is how it works, right?
Huh.
I mean, what else could it be? And they've got Miller, Bud, and Coors that are two for $5 while the chicken doo-doo bingo is going on. That's Sunday, and that's at John's 3 Mile Corner Bar and Grill south of Phillips at the corner there of 111.
I love hearing about the different ways people around here entertain themselves.
Yes, and they got free pool on Sundays, too.
Ooh.
He's also got shopping show certificates on our shopping show if you want to check that out at 98qcountry.com. They have free peanuts in the shell on Mondays. They've got smash tacos on Tuesday. They've got wing Wednesday. And they've got ladies' night on Thursday, the fish fry on Friday, and the baby back ribs on Saturday, all at John's 3 Mile Corner Bar and Grill south of Phillips. Right on Highway 13.
It's a good place.
Yes, place. Yes. You were there for the car cruise.
I was.
One night, I believe, weren't you?
Good food, good service.
All right. Well, we'll kind of linger and try to show some interest here during the 9 o'clock hour. The news coming up next, our Title Town Report, but we will, we got things to do. So we're going to do some things behind the scenes. We'll jump back on here and there. So we've got the news coming up next.
98.3 FM WCQL, Park Falls, Wisconsin. The Park Falls Community Broadcasting Corporation.
98Q Country. Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. As expected, Florida's Big Bend has been taking a pounding from Hurricane Idalia, which made landfall this morning near Keaton Beach. Powerful Category 3 storm with 125-mile-per-hour winds. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis warning of a possible 16-foot storm surge. He says there are tens of thousands of power outages, and there will be more. But he adds that utility crews already have been on the job.
There have been over 100,000 households that have already been restored through hard work all through the night. And those restoration efforts are ongoing. Any place it's safe to do, people are there working to get that done.
Flooding extends far down the Gulf Coast, and once it moves on from Florida, Idalia is expected to bring flooding rains to South Georgia and then to the coastal Carolinas in the next couple of days. Several weeks after the devastating wildfires, crews completing the search for victims in the burn area of Maui. The death toll officially is 115. Drone attacks on targets inside of Russia becoming more frequent and widespread.
This appears to have been one of the biggest nights yet in Ukraine's escalating effort to strike back at Russia with drones. Video footage from Pskov showed a large fire and air defense weapons in action. Four Ilyushin 76 cargo planes were damaged or destroyed. The Russian military also reported attacks by unmanned aircraft in Bryansk, Kaluga, Oryol, and Ryazan. Kiev's drone campaign is on a much smaller scale than Russia's bombardment of Ukrainian cities. But it appears to be growing in scale, ambition, and sophistication.
The BBC's James Reed, convicted of seditious conspiracy for his role in the U.S. Capitol riot, former Proud Boys leader Enrique Tarrio, due for sentencing today. Prosecutors pushing for a 33-year prison term. More on these stories, townhall.com.
Let's face it, talking about life insurance is never easy. But after we watched a close friend lose her husband with no insurance, we decided that wasn't going to happen to our family.
Yeah, but shopping for life insurance can be almost as difficult as talking about it.
But then we heard about Ethos Life Insurance. They're a new kind of life insurance, built for people on a busy schedule who don't have time for unnecessary doctor's visits, fine print, or hidden fees. You know, who want to keep it simple.
I couldn't believe how easy it was. We answered a few basic questions, and within minutes, we had an estimate of what it would cost and what sort of policy made sense for us.
I never imagined life insurance could be so affordable.
And accessible.
The peace of mind knowing... It just removes a lot of the fear around getting older and...
Yeah, the unexpected.
I'm glad we talked about it.
I'm glad we went with EthosLife.com.
Go to GetEthos.com now for your free estimate. That's GetEthos.com. GetEthos.com.
A successful test for an airline agreement between Israel and Saudi Arabia. We got the latest from the Media Line's Felice Friedson.
The recent agreement by Saudi Arabia to allow Israel-bound flights to use its airspace en route to the Jewish state was tested this week when an Air Seychelles flight with 128 Israelis aboard made an emergency landing in Jeddah. The drama played out 90 minutes short of the Airbus 321's scheduled landing at Tel Aviv's Ben-Gurion Airport. The story had a happy ending as the Israeli passengers expressed gratitude to their unexpected hosts, whom they said were warm, friendly, and even extended greetings in Hebrew. The unexpected visitors were given luxury hotel rooms for the night until a replacement aircraft arrived from the Seychelles to complete the trip to Tel Aviv. I'm Felice Friedson, SRN News, Jerusalem.
News and analysis at themedialine.org and townhall.com. The crowded field of Republican presidential hopefuls, bit less crowded this morning. Miami Mayor Francis Suarez dropping out of the race.
Mayor Suarez ended his long-shot presidential bid Tuesday, a week after failing to qualify for the first GOP primary debate in Milwaukee. Suarez, a Cuban-American, had previously suggested he would end his campaign if he didn't make the debate stage. The 45-year-old mayor entered the already crowded Republican primary field in June, much later than most of the top contenders. National polls of the primary that included the mayor consistently placed him near the bottom of the pack. Edwin Mora, Washington.
The White House claims to have successfully disrupted a human smuggling network led by an ISIS sympathizer. The operation smuggled people into the U.S. across the southern border. What is not clear at this point is where all of those who were smuggled into the country are. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Oh, just some state news here in just a moment. Let's get you updated on what's going on with our Shawamigan schools. We've got athletic director, high school athletic director Darren Patterson with us. Good morning, Darren.
Good morning, Joel.
All right, let's cover the volleyball team. They were in action last night. Had a home meet last night against Drummond, I understand, right?
Yep, that was our first home match of the year. We had the Drummond Lumberjills here, and the JV contest was certainly very thrilling and exciting. Shawamigan won that one 3-0, but the second set went 29-27, so it just kept going on and on. both teams just kept battling each other, so there was some good volleying going back and forth. So on the JV side of things, we came away victorious, and then on the varsity side of things, Drummond ended up winning 3-0 on us, but you know, it's a process for our girls, very young squad on the varsity level, and they just got to keep at it. And tomorrow they have another opportunity to try to get into that win column as the South Shore Cardinals come to town tomorrow night.
All right, cross country was in action also last night over in Bruce, and a lot of tough competition over there, looked like.
There was. There were actually, there were 22 schools that came to the Bruce meet. And we always kind of like that meet because it kind of has a flavor of the Western schools on that side of the state. You'll get schools like Colfax, who has historically a pretty good running program, and some of those other schools that we normally went and see in the year until maybe sectionals or, in Colfax's case, sometimes we'll see them at state. And I'm just mentioning one school, but, yeah, there's a lot of competition there. I actually haven't seen the team results from it yet. But we did have a couple good individual performers. On the high school girls side of things, Autumn Mikowski, she just keeps trucking around, Joel, just doing what she does. She just so on such an impressive runner. So she dominated her race and took first. And I think the cool thing on the girls side was Addison Boblick, a sophomore on her team, she cracked into the top 10. I believe she took eighth. I don't have that right, I apologize, but I think she came in eighth, kind of a coming out party for her, so to speak, which if she's going to be up there, that's going to bode well for the girls' teams this year. And on the boys' side, I know they're a little shorthanded with a couple kids that weren't there, so I don't know their team placing, but they're kind of a process, too, just try to keep getting better as the season progresses. And on the middle school side of things, I know we had two boys crack the top 10, and Bennett Brunel and Matthew Hurtrider. So all in all, it was a pretty good night, Joel. And cross country now, their next meet, they go to Marshfield on Saturday, and that's another really big meet, too. A lot of big schools, D1 schools will be there, but it's good competition for our kids because you get them in those races with some elite runners, and it kind of pushes your time along. Sure. Either you stay up with them or you fall back. So it's a good race for them.
Yeah. Team-wise, boys finished sixth. Girls finished in third. on that. So we've got those results, 98qcountry.com under the sports tab. If people want to check out the entire results of that cross-country meet from last night in Bruce. Football, we had Coach Morgan on our coach's show on Tuesday, and even though Siren ended up with a little lopsided victory at the end, there were some good things that came out of that. You saw Hudson Hilgard have some good moments at quarterback, and A.J. Morgan and the defensive line had some good moments. So thrown right into the fire with some real tough opponents here to start the season, Darren.
Yeah, that's just the thing, Joel. The beginning of our schedule, it's the most challenging part of our schedule. There's no question about it. You know, Sirens is as good as anyone in eight-man football up here in the Northwoods. I believe they bowed out in level three last year of the playoffs for the eventual state champions in Newman. And, you know, this week's going to be a hard one, too. It's going to be quite a challenge. We have Shell Lake on Thursday, and I'm glad you were listening to me when I was announcing the football game on Friday, that we moved the game from Friday to Thursday. But because you guys are doing the game on the air, I believe you are. Are you making the trip over there?
I'll be over there tomorrow night, 6 o'clock at Shell Lake, yes.
Yeah, and Shell Lake had a big win last week against Northwood Solon Springs, like something like 70-30, something along those lines. So I know there's a lot of points on the board, and Shell Lake has a big physical kid that they put in the backfield that I guess ran for 400 yards last week and 6 or 7 touchdowns. So we'll have our work cut out for us. But I was talking to Coach Morgan yesterday, and he was he indicated to me that he was trying some different things as far as his preparation of trying to put some kids in different spots that might help them as individuals and the team succeed a little bit more. And you kind of see that once you lace them up and you get out there for week one and thinking, geez, what can we do a little bit better to help our chances compete a little bit better? But so we'll see what if that helps or not. But we just got to get through these first couple games, and then the schedule does become a little bit more manageable from a competitive standpoint for us.
All right. Very good, Darren. Anything else we want to mention? We do want to mention that there was a game added to the schedule, so there's another home game for Shawamigan next Friday, right?
Yeah, we have Monticello coming up here to face us on Friday, September 8th. We don't really know much about them other than they're way down there by Madison, but they were willing to make the long, long drive up here to play us, and it fills a void for us. We lost our opponent, who was supposed to be Valley Christian out of Osceola. They just can't make varsity a goal this year, so it left a void. And when you get a void in your schedule with, you know, a couple of weeks to prepare for it, you kind of take whoever you can get so you can play that week. And so we're going to welcome Monticello here, and, you know, it's an opportunity to play another game. So we're looking forward to that.
So it's Friday the 8th at 7 p.m., is that correct?
That is correct, yep.
All right, so a home game. Add that to your schedule there, Screaming Eagle fans. All right, Mr. Patterson, thank you so much. Good luck as we get school going on Friday.
That's right. First day of school's on Friday, and then it really gets fun then.
All right. Good luck to you, Mr. Patterson. Thank you.
Yes, bye.
Darren Patterson, our high school athletic director there for Shawamigan Schools. Check out the schedules and much more. CSDK12.net. Go on Facebook, too. You can follow. Each team has a Facebook page. It's always fun to follow them and the results and photos that they post on there. Let's get some state news now from Wisconsin Radio Network.
Wisconsin Radio Network News. I'm Ted Aylin. Assembly Speaker Robin Voss talks impeachment if newly elected state Supreme Court Justice Janet Protasiewicz doesn't recuse herself from lawsuits over Republican-drawn electoral maps.
My hope is we still will see the Supreme Court justices who have prejudged cases saying that's not right. It's not the way our system of justice in America has ever operated, where you prejudge a case, and that they will recuse themselves from any potential case where they would be involved.
Protasiewicz never said how she'd rule on the maps during her campaign, or whether she'd recuse herself. Voss says if she doesn't recuse herself, Assembly Republicans will discuss next steps. The speaker also says a child care funding plan from Governor Tony Evers is just a short-term solution.
Because the problem is, number one, our regulations are significantly more restrictive than even states around us, which would make it easier to have more kids in child care. Number two, we need to make sure that we have more people in an easier licensure process to be able to go forward.
Voss said Republicans in the legislature will offer child care legislation as well. Evers included $365 million to support child care as part of a special session he's called on regarding workforce development. Wausau area man suspected of stalking his ex and cutting the brake lines on her vehicle is in custody after nearly 4 months on the run.
Jeremy Jimerson appeared in court on Monday to waive his right to a speedy trial for multiple counts, including stalking and recklessly endangering safety. Investigators say he sent threatening messages to the woman following a breakup and also threatened to interfere with her child custody procedures. A search of the woman's phone also turned up text messages which implied that danger would be coming her way, including one that directed her to have a good weekend because her Monday would not be pretty. Jimerson is being held on a $25,000 bond and returns to court on September 6th to schedule further action. Tom Schumacher, Wisconsin Radio Network.
It's 4 a.m., Monday, and you're literally sucking baby snot through a tube because she's congested. Man, that's love. And if you love her that much, love her enough to make sure she's buckled in the right car seat. To make sure your child's in the right seat for their age and size, visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Show them you love them. Keep them safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
If a baby is giggling in the back seat, they're probably happy. If a baby is crying in the back seat, they're probably hungry. But if a baby is sleeping in the back seat, will you remember they're even there? When you're distracted, stressed, or not usually the one who drives them, the chances of forgetting them in the back seat are much higher. It can happen to anyone. Parked cars get hot fast and can be deadly. So get in the habit of checking the back seat when you leave. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
There's more information on a man who led the Wisconsin State Patrol on an interstate chase in a semi-cab last Friday.
47-year-old Michael Stephen Jones is from St. Louis. A criminal complaint says Jones had been fired from the semi company on Friday morning. Jones was in Chippewa County and decided to steal the semi while a woman was getting her belongings out of it. She was taken along and had called 911 several times pleading for help. The police pursuit along I-90-94 finally came to an end near the Dells when the semi caught on fire and crashed into a ditch. Nobody was seriously hurt, but Jones also kicked out the glass of a police cruiser, which did injure an officer as he was being taken to the Juneau County Jail. Robin Colbert, Wisconsin Radio Network.
And the strike by workers at Leinenkugel's Brewery is over. Representatives from Teamsters Union Local 662 said Tuesday ratified agreement has been reached between the union and Molson Coors. The strike began last month. Ted Allen, Wisconsin Radio Network News.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Here's your 98 Q Country weatherology forecast. Sunny skies and calm today with highs around 70. Westerly winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Clear skies and quiet again tonight. Lows level off around 44. Clear skies tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 75. Upper 70s Friday, turning warmer on Saturday with highs in the mid-80s. Take a look at the extended forecast, 91 Sunday, 90 Monday, and 87 on Tuesday. Another look at the short range, high of 70 today, lows level off around 44 tonight. We should top out at 75 tomorrow. I'm weatherology meteorologist Paul Trombley, and that's your forecast on 98 Q Country. Right now, 50.
Maren Morris, Hardy, Morgan Wallen. Yeah, I love the new country.
Red Hot Country. Sounds like this. You don't want to fall in love.
Today's best country.
98Q Country.
Take my hand, let me make you mine. I'm through waiting, taking my time. Never felt like this before. Take my name and make it yours. I hope you don't think it's a little bit crazy saying this all so soon. But baby, it's the right time. Knew it from the first time that I laid eyes on you. It's okay, let them say what they want. They might think I should wait, but I don't. No, I don't wanna waste a minute. Girl, I want you in single part of my world. So take my hand, let me make you mine. I'm through waiting, taking my time. Never felt like this before. Take my name and make it yours. I know I'm the last guy anybody think might ever be talking like this. But I can see my future in your eyes tonight and taste forever on your lips. I'm like, hold up a minute, don't go. Ain't no way I can take this slow. So go ahead and tell me I'm out of my mind. Oh, baby, just tell me yes and take my hand.
I'm too much. I let the way back winds and my old friends scatter like they were dust. I get to chasing that rainbow particle, riding through the pouring rain with nothing to show for it. Standing there soaking wet, looking up, shaking my fist as the thunder rolls.
Online at 98qcountry.com.
Country. Well, some of the news headlines you may be hearing about today. Hurricane is the big story. Hurricane Idalia is a Category 3, 4, right in that range, and it's going to provide a very interesting couple of days here as it makes landfall in the state of Florida. Some other headlines today. A brother and sister were shot to death in front of a courthouse in Puerto Rico on Tuesday. Police say that the victim knew the suspect and had a restraining order. A high school football coach in Atlanta was arrested and was charged with battery after he punched one of his own players in the stomach during a game on Saturday. A family of four found deceased Monday in Allen, Texas. It was an apparent murder-suicide. A funeral was held Tuesday in accordance with the Islamic tradition. A Chicago TV news crew was robbed. It's not funny, but so a Chicago TV news crew out covering the news. They're out doing their thing. They were robbed at gunpoint Monday while they were filming for a report about armed robbery. Three masked men in two vehicles pulled up during the video shoot, while a Univision reporter and a camera person were gathering video. They took the media members' belongings and they sped off. Nobody was hurt, but the Chicago. It's tough. I mean, Chicago's horrible. It's horrible. The shootings and the. I mean, it's not the entire city, but it's just horrible. Nobody can figure out what to do. We need to change something or we need bigger prisons, one of the two. Former Donald Trump attorney Sidney Powell has entered a not guilty plea in the Georgia election interference case. And that's some of the headlines. We got Brewer baseball today. Brewers going to do, a 110? Is that right? 110 first pitch, 12:30 pregame right in there. The Brewers and the Cubs. No, that's a little bit later, isn't it? 1:40. Okay. All right, a little bit later. I know what you're saying. You're saying, Joel, if there's one person that should know, it should be you. Well, there's a lot going on here. Our start time today, 12:45 pregame and a 1:20 first pitch. Here you go. Brewers and Cubs from storied Wrigley Field today.
Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
Hey guys, did you know there's a generic form of Viagra that works just the same but is 95% cheaper? And you can get it online? Just go to 4hymns.com/joy. Through Hymns, you'll get a free medical consultation, discreet shipping if prescribed, a 100% online process, and trusted generic alternatives to the name brands. Add up to 95% off. That's right. Get generic for Viagra, the same active ingredient as brand name Viagra, but for 95% less. It's the same medication, still prescribed by a licensed medical provider, but with zero copay, no expensive appointments, and no awkward face-to-face conversations. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, 4hymns.com/joy. That's 4hymns.com/joy for your free online visit. forhims.com/joy.
Adventure begins at the Minnesota Renaissance Festival. 16 stages filled with sword fighting, fire breathing, music, magic, juggling, and more. Delicious food and drink fit for royalty. Live armored jousting, and our marketplace is a shopper's dream. 7 weekends from August 19th through October 1st. Get your discount tickets today at renaissancefest.com. Park and ride recommended or prepaid parking passes required. Huzzah! More information to plan your adventure at renaissancefest.com.
Have you ever noticed that when the afternoon light hits your floors, you can see everything, including dust?
So much dust.
And that poor dust gets kicked up into the air, compromising the quality of air you and your family breathe.
Eesh.
Swiffer Heavy Duty Sweeper is the fast and easy way to clean your floors with ultra-thick pads that trap and lock dust before it gets in the air. Just a couple minutes a day,
and dust is gone.
Swiffer Heavy Duty Sweeper.
proud partner of the American Lung Association.
The Furman Insurance Agency in downtown Park Falls has been serving the local community for over 40 years. Specializing in home, auto, and business insurance, don't forget the toys. No one can predict the future, but we can help protect it. Give Christy or Jamie a call at 715-762-4046. Furman Insurance Agency. Let us help you protect what's important.
Brand new country.
The type of music we like.
Turn it up.
98Q Country.
Hang up that red dress. Let down your hair. Cancel those reservations. There's no need to go nowhere. As good as you're looking right now. Girl, I bet you're thinking I'm crazy. There's a side of you that I want to see that never ceases to amaze me. Give me that girl with her hair in a mess. Sleepy little smile with her head on my chest. That's the you that I like best. Give me that. Trace of makeup on, barefoot in the kitchen, singing her favorite song, dancing around like a fool, starting her own little show. Give me the girl that the rest of the world ain't lucky enough to know. Give me that girl with her hair in a mess, sleepy little smile with her head on my chest. That's the you that I like best. Give me that.
Yesterday's classics, 98 Q Country.
We've been swinging and missing. It ain't broke yet, but damn, it needs fixing. Been a while since your kiss felt like kissing. It's just different. We've been talking about forever since we've been together. Something about a ring makes you think we're better off with all this, but we're caught in between a rock and a hard place. Red wine and mistakes, tears roll. Rock and
Online at 98qcountry.com. You can find you a girl on a Friday night dancing in the back of a bar. A Sunday morning, hands up high, singing front row. Find you a girl through a friend of a friend, and she can show up right out of the blue. It don't matter where you find her, just as long as you find you a girl.
Savoring these final few days of August. It's going to feel like summer this weekend, though. Temperatures in the low 90s, maybe even mid-90s. But Carl Klopotek mentioned, if you missed it earlier, he said, yes, it's going to be warm Sunday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, probably 90-plus. But he said the humidities are not going to be bad. And there's going to be a little breeze flowing. So actually, he thinks that this 90 degrees plus will be okay. If you're out in the sun, obviously, you're going to get it. But if you can find a little shady spot, go up to Glidden Community Fair, Apprentice, Progress Days, all the other events we mentioned this morning. It should be all right. It should be all right. It's not going to be a really hot, humid, sticky 90 plus. So, you know, people say from Arizona, they always tell people, you go to Arizona, it's so hot out there. They say, well, it's a dry heat. Now you can tell them here. We can pull the old dry heat line on them here in northern Wisconsin. I hope your Wednesday is just a fantastic day. We got Brewer baseball coming up with a 1:20 first pitch. John St. John coming in. Marcy will be in a little later on this afternoon. We'll see who else makes her way in. We'll see you back in here tomorrow morning. We have a brand new segment tomorrow. As we told you last week, 98Q and our sister station under new ownership, Civic Media. And with that, we have a guy who his job is to cover the Packers. It's what he does. And he's going to join us weekly. And he's going to join us tomorrow morning at 9. We're going to introduce you to him and get you inside information. Well, at least we'll try to get it out of him anyway. And that'll be tomorrow morning at 9 o'clock. We'll talk Packer football right here on 98Q Country.
Labor Day weekend, you can find all the fun at the Glidden Area Community Fair with Sunday, September 3rd activities starting at 9 a.m. with the Arts, Crafts, and Flea Market, more softball at noon, get down the cornhole contest, and kids, grab your frogs for the frog jumping contest. There will be plenty of great concessions, cold beverages, face painting, a corn roast, quarter bingo, kitty rides, raffles, and at 1 p.m., it's the Mud Run. At 3 p.m., famous sawdust dig put on by Northwoods Community Credit Union, and from 7 to 11, enjoy music by the Dweebs. We'll see you at the Glidden Community Fair at Marion Park in beautiful Glidden, Wisconsin.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
What's up?
I'm tired of feeling so bloated.
That used to be me. Then I got this.
Align Bloating Relief plus Food Digestion. A probiotic, right?
Yeah, it works naturally with your gut to help soothe occasional bloating and gas. Plus, it has vitamin B12 to aid digestion by helping convert food to cellular energy. Two benefits, one capsule.
Align Bloating Relief plus Food Digestion from the number one doctor-recommended probiotic brand. Learn more at AlignProbiotics.com.
K&A Services Marine and Power Sports now has two locations to better serve you. With over 20 years in the trade, Bernie Services all makes and models of power sports and marine out of his shop on Highway 182. Call him at 414-902-0449 for times and availability, and check out Hot Shot Secret Performance Products and Renegade Race Fuel to provide top-end performance for your ride. Selling Chilton trailers and a BMS-authorized dealer handling new dirt bikes, enduros, scooters, side-by-sides, on display at his new showroom located inside the Sugar Bush Bar off of Highway 182 on Sugar Bush Road in Park Falls, Wisconsin. Yes, the bar is open and is stocked with fly racing, alpine, accessories, apparel, and more. At J&A Service Marine and Power Sports, here to serve the Northwoods in Park Falls, Wisconsin. Visit them on Facebook.
Park Falls BP, the one stop for everything you need from fuel, wine, spirits, beverages, car washes, ice, snacks, and more. Everyday low prices at a great value. Park Falls BP. Next to McDonald's.
Staples has big savings on everything you need for back to school or stocking up the office. Save on all your school essentials from notebooks to markers. Save on everything you need for travel, like luggage, portable tech, and travel size personal items. Plus, save on signs, banners, and posters from Staples Print and Marketing Services. And now at Staples, you can save even more with $10 off document printing when you spend $40 or more. Get everything for the office and the classroom for less at Staples. Ends 9:30. Exclusions and restrictions apply. See associate or visit staples.com/print for details.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Here's your 98Q Country weatherology forecast. Daytime highs approaching 70 this afternoon under clear skies, westerly winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Lows around 44 tonight. Daytime highs approaching 75 tomorrow. Ample sunshine expected. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times. Friday with daytime highs approaching 80. 85 Saturday. Taking a look at the extended forecast, 91 Sunday, 90 Monday, and 87 on Tuesday. Another look at the short range, high of 70 this afternoon. Lows level off around 44 tonight. We should top off around 75 tomorrow. I'm weatherology meteorologist Paul Trombley, and that's your forecast on 98 Q Country. Right now, 51.
What do you listen?
Why? Because I like the station.
Because they're the best.
I love the music, I love everything.
Thanks for listening.
98Q Country.
All that, and I'm just
Country. Today's favorites and yesterday's classics. 98 Q Country.